Right after I decided to come out, I picked an agent and I went with Impact. And my personal agent is Tony Fleming. And then his best advice was for me to go to Florida to train. And so I moved out to Florida for about 2 months and I trained for this event here, the Combine. And that was good for me because I got a chance to get away from home, get a chance to get away from all the distractions back at home and just focus on training for the Combine and get my mind right. And then I came down here and it's been nonstop so far. It was pretty bad fall, but I've been blessed. It could have ended up being a lot worse than it was, and thank God I'm able to bounce right back and I'm healthy now.
Do you remember it happening?
I remember all the way up until the point where I was asleep. So I remember the play, remember jumping in the air, and the next thing I remember is being in the hospital.
Obviously.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. Well, there's obviously a lot of concern about it, and so we went to the best to get some answers. So we went to Mickey Collins in Pittsburgh, and I've seen him twice, and he cleared me. And so he's known as the best, so his words mean a lot.
Did you take a concussion test?
Yeah, I did.
Did they tell you at all how you came out?
No, they didn't. No, I'm not worried about it. Like I said, Mickey Collins said I should be fine, and any other concussion that I may get in the future would have nothing to do with the one I've had in the past. So from now on, it's just a clean slate.
How many concussions have you had?
Two.
Is there something you can do? But you're an aggressive player, you're an aggressive runner. Is there anything you can do in the NFL to avoid those types of, tackles? You're upended on the end zone.
Yeah. The biggest thing may be just getting a new helmet. At Cal, I wore kind of the oldest kind of style helmet. It looked the best, but it wasn't the best protection. So maybe I should go with the new school, the new revolutions, or something like that to give me the best protection.
What about jumping near the goal line? That's something.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be part of my game anymore.
What kind of talks have you had throughout this whole process with the Rams?
Well, it's so far it's been kind of general. I mean, they're just trying to get to know me and seeing where my head is at, seeing how much I know part of the game, and I believe I have an interview with them one of these nights where it's a more intimate, more one-on-one kind of interview, and I'll get some more information then.
What kind of compliment would you be
alongside
Steve Beck?
I think I'd be a great compliment personally. I mean, he obviously has a big physical part of the game, and I can bring in the lightning, if you will, that part of the game. And I mean, I could just make big plays. And I mean, it's going to be an adjustment for me, and it's going to be an adjustment for any of the guys here. But I feel like I'm ready for the next level, and we'll see how it goes. No, I feel like I'm ready to do it. I mean, whatever team picks me up and whatever the role they want me to play, I'm going to do it because I feel like I'm coming in with a chip on my shoulder. Everything that I've done in the past is kind of like it's erased. It's almost like it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, I'm starting over. I got to make a new name for myself. So whatever role I get, I'm gonna take it and do it to the fullest, and then hopefully my roles will expand from there. I'm very comfortable. I didn't take any punts, punt returns in college, but I did at practice, and I'm capable of doing it. And kickoff return, I did that in college, so I'm capable of doing that too.
Did you ever do punts in high school?
Yeah, I did punts in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, it was no problem.
You and your agent sat down and talked about teams that may move next. Who would be your
thing? What teams
would you
pick?
There's a bunch of teams. I mean, like the Eagles. The Bills are in the picture now. The Saints might be in the picture. There's a lot of teams because there's a lot of running backs that contracts are coming up, and then there's a lot of teams that just need running backs because running backs come in and out of the league every year now. Yeah, I've met with almost every team so far. I haven't had the personal, more intimate one-on-one meeting with them so far, so it's just been kind of general so far still. I'm not sure. They give you a sheet that just has a room number on it, and I haven't checked out the room numbers yet, so Yeah, like I said, any role that I'm expected to do, I'm going to do it 110%. Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm going to run fast. I can tell you it's going to be a fast time, but I can't put a number on it. I've gotten a lot of feedback. I mean, some people say I do it good. Some people say I need to work on my technique. But as far as I'm concerned, I need to work on every part of my game coming into the next level. So I need to focus on every facet of my game and get a little bit better. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it just helps me out when guys go in the league like Chris Johnson, the smaller backs, and they go out and make an impact on teams. That just makes me and my kind of players more valuable. Yeah, I mean, anytime you got two backs that can make plays, I mean, that's what the trend is in the NFL now. Everybody needs two, maybe even some teams have even three backs. And having a good rotation like that is good for a team.
How comfortable are you slotting out in an offense?
I'm real comfortable with that. I feel like I can be a good receiver, and I can create mismatch in the passing game too.
Besides just running fast, how do you separate yourself? How do you stand out amongst the other running backs?
I believe I have great vision. I mean, our offense at Cal, it was a lot of reading, and so just going through my reads and pressing my spots and everything like that just really helped me as a player. And then the speed came after, just running away from everybody. But getting to the places where I needed to be was all about using my vision.
Any friendly competition between you and other guys in the draft for the 40?
There is, but I'm not a big kind of in-your-face kind of guy, so I'm all cool with them. I was talking to CJ the other day, and McCluster's a great guy. And I mean, all these guys are great, and I'm wishing them the best of luck in everything that we do on Sunday and even tomorrow on the bench. And I think it's just going to be a great weekend for the running back. We got a lot of great guys. Well, there's a lot of them, but it's all fun. I mean, it's all fun. Guys are cracking a lot of jokes and everything, so it's just been fun so far. His physical toughness. I think that's his greatest part of the game. Seeing him play in real life, it was amazing. Just seeing how many guys just bounce off him when he's running through a hole. And then if you notice, when his first carry looks like his last carry. And that's just mental toughness right there. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't mentally let himself get tired.
Did you enjoy your time as a gunner?
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was real fun. It was my freshman year. I was a gunner. And I made some great tackles on the punt team, and that was fun for me. Yes, correct. Yeah. Oh, I think he's in my opinion, he's one of the best corners here. I mean, I've had the luxury of playing with him for 3 years, and he's one of the quickest people and one of the smartest defenders I've ever played against. He's a hard worker. He's a real hard worker, and he's always there. No matter if I'm running to the left or the right, he's always in the pile somehow.
John, someone can look at your build and think, well, how's this guy going to be able to run between the tackles and the NFL? And how do you think you'll be able to
handle that? Well, if you look at my college tapes, most of my runs weren't kind of tosses and sweeps around the edge. Most of my runs were up the middle, and then I'd break it out after in the second level. So I mean, I was running up in the trenches between the tackles.
Is that similar style like Chris Johnson?
I say, yeah, you could say it's a little similar style, but he has his own way of running, and I have my own way of running, so it's a little bit different, but it is similar.
Anyone in the NFL that you would sort of have your game after, or say, look, that's the closest approximation of what I
want to
do?
I'd say you'd have to go with Chris Johnson.
What do you see?
What do I see? Well, it depends on what play it is, first of all. But I'm just going through my reads. I mean, on some plays I have to read the defensive end. On some plays I have to read the tackle. And those are mostly the two people I have to read. So when the play starts, that's where my eyes are. And then once I make my read, then my eyes go to the linebacker level. And then after the linebacker level, if they're picked up, then I go to the safety level, and then my eyes go to the end zone.
So you're actually seeing players with some running backs, and they just kind of see like colors and everything, just kind of go.
Yeah. I actually look at the reads that I have to, that I was coached to look at.
When you talk with the Rams, did you talk with Coach Groom?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Groom, yeah.
What were you able to take away from
talking? Oh, he's a great coach. I mean, I'd be fortunate to have him as my my running back coach, and it was really, really nice meeting him. I'm looking forward to the individual meeting.
So you got to meet him in person?
Yeah, it was in person.
So did you get to the football stuff, or was it the
background? It was a little bit of both. I mean, they had a horn. It was like musical chairs almost. I mean, you just, every 15 minutes you had to switch, so it was kind of rushed.
All right, thank you. Good luck.
No problem. The biggest thing, they just want to make sure it's all cleared up. And I've been blessed, so thank God that it is cleared up. And that was just the biggest question, to make sure everything was gone. I've seen it a couple times, and I still don't even know how to describe my reaction. Yeah, it was for a couple of days. I mean, when I got home from the hospital, the thought had crossed my mind a couple of times, but after meeting with some doctors and them saying that it wasn't as bad as it looked, that kind of eased my mind, and that kind of got me geared to getting back into shape and getting back into playing shape. The symptoms cleared up about 2.5 to 3 weeks after the incident, and I could have actually played in our bowl game, but by the time they cleared me to play, our game was only 2 or 3 days out, so there was no physical way that I was going to be able to be ready to play. I didn't make my mind up yet. I was going to make my mind after the season. That was my plan. And so that kind of played a role into it. But I felt like I was ready, and I felt like my everything was going to be cleared up by the time the decision came. So here I am. I mean, that's obviously a compliment, but I'm just going to go out there and do my best. If I end up being better than those guys, then so be it. But I can't really talk bad about them like that. But I'm just going to go out there and give it my best. No, I'm not worried about that. I know that once I get back out there and get in the groove of things, I'll be playing like my normal self.
Do you have any opinions after your experience of our concussion issue and safety issue?
The biggest thing is just to be vocal about it. I know that there's... I can remember back to high school, some kids would just, they'd say their head hurts and they wouldn't tell anybody. So I think the biggest thing is just to be vocal about it and gain some knowledge. And over this past couple of months, I've gained a lot of knowledge about it. So I'm aware of what symptoms are and things like that. So the biggest thing is just being aware and knowledgeable of it.